Casey oder Kiss. Gebt euch den ganzen Tag Motorhead oder die Stones und gönnt euch die volle Ladung Metallica oder Queen. Findet den Rock, der zu euch passt. Mit den Original Bob Rock Streams. Jederzeit auf radiobob.de und in der MyBob App. Radio Bob Nachrichten. Das Wichtigste aus Deutschland und der Welt.
Ich bin Uwe Schimonek. Schönen guten Abend. Deutschlands aller Voraussicht nach baldiger Kanzler Merz hat die chaotischen Zollentscheidungen von US-Präsident Trump kritisiert. Seine Politik erhöhe das Risiko, dass die nächste Finanzkrise schneller kommt als erwartet, sagte er dem Handelsblatt. Die Globalisierung sei in ihren Grundfesten erschüttert, so Merz weiter. US-Präsident Trump rudert unterdessen bei seinen Zollerhöhungen ein Stück zurück. Smartphones und Computer sollen ausgenommen werden, das geht aus einem Dokument der US-Zoll- und Grenzschutzbehörde hervor. Gleiches gilt unter anderem auch für Halbleiter. Die NATO warnt davor, dass sich Russland darauf vorbereitet, auch im Weltraum Krieg zu führen, auch mit Atomwaffen. Mehr von Christiane Hampe.
Uns sind entsprechende Berichte bekannt, dass Wladimir Putin Möglichkeiten prüft, Atomwaffen im All zu platzieren. Das sagte NATO-Generalsekretär Rüthe der Welt am Sonntag. Das sei sehr besorgniserregend und ein Bruch des Weltraumvertrags von 1967. Die NATO stellt sich aber auf die neuen Entwicklungen ein, so Rüthe. Er kündigte außerdem an, dass die NATO künftig die Arktis verstärkt mit Satelliten überwachen will. Denn Russland und China schielen ja immer stärker auch militärisch auf die Arktis.
In der japanischen Millionenmetropole Osaka wird an diesem Wochenende die Weltausstellung Expo 2025 eröffnet. Auf dem Gelände, das von einer riesigen runden Holzkonstruktion umgeben ist, werden Lösungen für die Herausforderungen der Zukunft gezeigt. 150 Länder und Organisationen sind dabei, 28 Millionen Besucher werden erwartet. Für Bochum und Kiel sieht es in der Fußball-Bundesliga immer schlechter aus. Beide fingen sich spät die Gegentreffer ein und verloren jeweils 1:2. Der VfL gegen Augsburg und die Kieler gegen St. Pauli. Die weiteren Ergebnisse. Leverkusen-Union 0:0, Gladbach-Freiburg 1:2, Hoffenheim-Mainz 2:0.
Sammy Hagars Top Rock Countdown. Die Radio Bob Show mit der Van Halen Legende am Mikro.
Red Rocker Sammy Hagar here. Now, I'm telling you, I'm having more fun with this because it brings back memories. You know, when you first hear a song on the radio, some of them change your life and blow your mind. Some of them you go, yeah, I don't like that song. Yeah, I change the channel. But you are going to hear the songs that I didn't change the channel. I cranked it up and started living with that song. Okay, now, coming up, I was in Montrose back in 73. Denny Carmassi and I were driving to the studio and to record the Montrose record with Montrose. We were recording with Montrose. First, second record, whatever. That's all I did, so it had to be one of them. And all of a sudden, we hear this song coming on the radio. And it sounded so much better than anything on the radio at that time. And it still sounds as good as anything on the radio today. And it is still one of my all-time favorite songs. And it comes from one of the biggest records of all time. The biggest selling record of all time. It was on the chart for like 20 years or something on the Billboard Top 200. Guess what it is? Pink Floyd, Dark Side of the Moon, the song Money. I'm a Top Rock Countdown.
Radio Bob.
Money, Don't give me that do-goody good boom. I'm in a high-five delivery, first-class traveling sector. I think I need a lift, yes.
Yeah, that was money before the rappers, before Mayweather, before, you know, before the Mayweather money, before the, you know, the, all the bling and all that stuff. They were talking about cash, money. All right. Everyone knows Sammy Hagar is not a crossdresser. But in 71, 72, before Montrose, I was wearing high-heeled boots, you know, big old platform boots up to my knees. I had rhinestones sewn into my jeans, fit as tight as you could get them on. And I was on this big space age thing and wearing lipstick and eye makeup. My wife, Betsy, my first wife, she used to make me all up, make my clothes, and she, man, put glitter all over my face. Man, I looked, oh, Lord. When I came to San Francisco busting out like that in the nightclubs, and I got to say, for some reason, the band I had then was called the Justice Brothers, but I was Sammy Weill. I wasn't going to be Sammy Hagar. I was going to be Sammy Weill. We had a gay following in San Francisco. I still don't get it. I mean, everyone knows I'm heterosexual and that I'm not a cross-dresser, but for some reason, we had like this big gay following. And I remember some guy coming up to me and saying, hey, I want to hire you guys for a private event. And we were starving to death, you know, even though I looked like I was rich. I went over to his house the next day, and my man was, he had a whole different agenda for the party he was trying to throw. And I said, dude, I got my wife and baby out in the car, man. I'm going, I got to bust out of here, man. But anyway, the biggest influence on me at that time, I wanted to be David Bowie, and I wanted to play guitar like Mick Ronson. And I just, Ziggy Stardust, great, great influence on me.
Radio Bob. Radio Bob.
Ziggy played guitar, jamming good with Webb and Gilly and the Spiders from Mars. He played it left hand, but made it too far. Became the special man, then we were Ziggy's band. Ziggy really sang. Screwed up eyes and screw down hairdo, like some cat from Japan. He could lick 'em by smiling, he could leave 'em to hang. They came on so loaded, man, well hung in snow white tan. God-given ass. He took it all too far, but boy, could he play guitar. Making love with his ego, Ziggy sucked up into his mind. Like a leper messiah, when the kids had killed a man,
hier ist Sammy Hagars Top Rock Countdown, die Show mit der Van Halen-Legende. Natürlich nur hier bei Radio Bob.
I wasn't really getting influenced by too much. It was like, you know, nothing's really hitting me, nothing's really killing me. But the guys that really set things up for Guns N' Roses and for bands that come, the new metal scene, the guys that, for me, that really set that up properly, Metallica, okay? When Van Halen did the Monsters of Rock, I think it was 1988, I had just heard Metallica, and I got them on the show. They were awesome. They had about 5,000 people at every show. You know, out of the 50, about 5,000, they were there to see Metallica and could give a f*** about anybody else. And when I saw the way they performed and their people climbing over each other and just moshing and pushing and shoving and going crazy, to me, they're the epitome of that era. It's gone beyond that compared to what's going on out there now. They almost sound like pop music, but the song that really broke them wide open and really showed their greatness as a songwriter, James Hetfield, and as a front man, he really launched himself into a great, great front man and so forth, and a great songwriter and all that from Enter Sandman. What a great song. We'll be right back. Mr. Sandman. I'm a top rock countdown. Chicken Foot came around, and when we were out jamming one album we only had, we had a few cover tunes for like encores and stuff. We never played any cover tunes in the middle of the set. We played our only album on the first tour, but this song just became like our staple for our encore. And a little song where I got a little screaming action from this singer, I got a little guitar action from the guitar player, and I got a little arrangement action with the badass guitar riff and all that stuff. I took all that stuff in me, and it has come out throughout my career in a ton of songs. I want to pay tribute right now to Deep Purple with Highway Star.
what forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces draw the same that burn crosses. Do what they told ya. Now you 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 do what they told ya. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that burn crosses. Killing in the name of. Told ya. Now you do what they 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 told ya. Now you're under control. Now you do what they told ya. Now you're under control. Now you do what they told ya. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told ya. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told ya. Now you're under control. And now you do what they told ya.
Sich zurück. Radio Bob präsentiert Iron Maiden. Unter dem Motto From Iron Maiden to Fear of the Dark servieren euch die Metal-Ikonen ein hammerhartes Best-of aus all den legendären Brettern ihrer ersten Alben. Erlebt Iron Maiden live auf Run for Your Life's World Tour. Im Juli in Gelsenkirchen und in Frankfurt. Eure Tickets gibt's jetzt auf radiobob.de. Radio Bob, Deutschlands Rockradio.
Hey, hör dir mal diesen Sportauspuff an. wie das Auto dank neuer Batterie wieder anspringt. Und der Klang der neuen Scheibenwischer. Passt zum Fahrzeug oder kostenloser Rückversand. eBay hat die größte Auswahl an Fahrzeugteilen und Zubehör.
eBay. Things people love.
Sammy Hagars Top Rock Countdown. Die Radio Bob Show mit der Van Halen Legende am Mikro.
Are we having any fun yet on Sammy Hagar's Top Rock Countdown, huh? If you're not, you're listening to the wrong station, you're in the wrong place, you better change this because it's going to get sillier. So Vic Johnson, I'm glad you're hanging out with me today. What do you think about Peter Gabriel? You and I have never talked that I know of about Peter Gabriel.
It's a lot of theatrics there, man. I mean, especially old days, right?
Yeah.
You know, Genesis days.
Yep. Well, I've been a Peter Gabriel fan back in the Genesis days. For me, when I heard this song, it was during the MTV era, and I saw this video. This song, here we go, is life-changing to me. I'm going, now I want to be like that. You know, I want to write songs like that. And then I find out, I asked somebody what that song was about, and I read an article that Peter Gabriel said this song was about jealousy. And I'm going, man, this guy's way too artsy-fartsy for me. He done just passed me up. I had no idea. I still can't figure out how this song can be about jealousy. But here's a song that changed my life. I've been a Peter Gabriel fan ever since. Shock the Monkey.
Radio Bob.
Staying in that same groove now. You just heard Shock the Monkey from Peter Gabriel, and then we swung into U2. Sunday, Bloody Sunday. U2, still one of the greatest rock bands ever. They always have the greatest performance shows. Their live concerts are just like enlightening, okay? Enlightening. And
expensive.
I'm in the same business, brother. They spend money on them shows, and it looks like it, and it's worth it. Now, this band, they did change my life. I know these guys now. They're buddies with me. We've hung out. We've played music together. We've been in Cabo together. We've done it all. This band really, really had a profound influence on me. From the first time I heard this next song, I said, yeah, I remember now. I'm a blues guy at heart. This is where I started, and this is where I want to get right back to. Here's ZZ Top, LaGrange.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town. About to shack outside LaGrange. You know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm racing.
LaGrange on my top rock countdown. Woo! Okay, Sammy Hagar's top rock countdown of songs that influenced me and made me think about how I was singing and how I was playing and how I was writing and what kind of band I wanted to be in. When I heard this next band, I said, oh Lord, this is like a rewind of my life. Now I'm going to have to, you know, go full circle, come back to saying, yeah, that's the kind of band I want to have again. It's just so crazy. I'm so easily influenced. This wasn't their first song that I heard. Okay, the first song that I heard by Guns N' Roses, you know, I'm going, yeah, this is a badass band. Woo, they're like the American Stones. Oh, they're edgy. Oh, they've taken the Motley Crue Van Halen thing and gone farther with it, and the Aerosmith thing, you know, that edgy, you know, tattooed up, you know, bad boy image. They took it to the bone. But when I heard this song, this wasn't bad boy stuff, man. This was more like a sensitive side. The first showing that Axl Rose was like, kind of had a heart. Even though most of the band members would tell you that he don't, he had to. Sweet Child of Mine, badass guitar riff from Slash. Love this song.
Reminds me of childhood memories where everything was as fresh as the bright blue sky. Radio Bob.
Nachrichten. Das Wichtigste aus Deutschland und der Welt.
Ich bin Uwe Schimonek. Schönen guten Abend. Deutschlands aller Voraussicht nach baldiger Kanzler Merz hat die chaotischen Zollentscheidungen von US-Präsident Trump kritisiert. Seine Politik erhöhe das Risiko, dass die nächste Finanzkrise schneller kommt als erwartet, sagte er dem Handelsblatt. Colin Mock berichtet.
Die Globalisierung sei in ihren Grundfesten erschüttert und das trifft Deutschland wie kaum ein anderes Land, so Merz weiter. Bei seinem ersten Besuch in Washington wolle er Trump klarmachen, dass Europa eine handlungsfähige und bereite Einheit sei. Auf der anderen Seite zeigte sich Merz aber auch offen dafür, mehr US-amerikanische Rohstoffe zu importieren. Als Beispiel nannte er Gas.
Bei den umstrittenen Zollentscheidungen macht US-Präsident Trump unterdessen offenbar einen weiteren Rückzieher. Smartphones und Computer sollen von den Zollerhöhungen ausgenommen werden. Gleiches gilt auch für Halbleiter. Elektronische Geräte wären sonst für US-Verbraucher deutlich teurer geworden. Europas Sicherheit stärken, das Ziel ist klar. Wie soll die Aufrüstung aber bezahlt werden? Darüber haben heute die EU-Finanzminister in Warschau gesprochen. Diskutiert wurde die Einrichtung einer gemeinsamen Beschaffungsagentur für Panzer, Drohnen und Co., der einzelne EU-Staaten, aber auch Großbritannien beitreten könnten. Der noch amtierende deutsche Finanzminister Cookies ist da aber eher zurückhaltend. Der ARD sagte Cookies:
Lass uns doch erstmal gucken, wie wir die bestehenden Instrumente besser nutzen, um europäische gemeinsame Beschaffung, grenzüberschreitende Zusammenschlüsse von Verteidigungsunternehmen besser hinzukriegen.
Bayer Leverkusen droht in der Bundesliga weiter den Anschluss an die Bayern zu verlieren. Gegen Union Berlin kam der amtierende Meister nicht über ein 0:0 hinaus. Die weiteren Ergebnisse: Kiel St. Pauli 1:2, Gladbach Freiburg 1:2, Hoffenheim Mainz 2:0, Bochum Augsburg 1:2.
Hoch die Hände, Wochenende. Jetzt heißt's aufdrehen und abgehen. Hier ist Bob's Rock Party.
Don't try to pull down my bandana. Can't let you ruin my shoes. Then I hear them say, turn around. electricity, just a light off the place.
With the boom boom, you get a slap off the face.
We got the vibes and the vibes is good, good. You know we're rocking in the dark neighborhood, hood. You know the trend are gonna bring it like we should.
Can I hear, can I hear them say,
turn around, stupid.
Turn around, stupid. Turn around, turn around, stupid. Stupid, turn around, turn around.
I don't care what you got, just give me that.
And the mirror's reflection, I'm a dead.